Every time I think of a pottery wheel, you could see them in these pictures. I think of the movie Ghost. Do you remember the movie Ghost? Yeah. It's probably on a rerun on some channel somewhere. It's kind of a cultural relic and, you know, a gem, really, in our, really, I think, in film. And it was that old Patrick Swayze movie and Demi Moore movie, where the two of them were very deeply in love. And you may remember that Sam's character, Swayze's character, this guy named Sam, he is tragically shot and killed by one of his business partners. He's murdered. And for whatever reason, he's forced to roam the earth as sort of this powerless spirit. It's like he's in limbo or something like that. And Demi Moore's character, Molly, the two of them were in love. She is able to sense and feel his presence because their love transcends even death itself. Well, the iconic thing about Ghosts is that there's this scene where Molly is sitting in her studio at the pottery wheel, and she's molding this vessel out of clay. And meanwhile, this bare-chested Patrick Swayze, Sam, comes up behind her, and she senses his presence. And the two of them mold and shape this vessel together in this kind of romantic but also kind of weird poltergeist love type thing that happens. And after a few seconds, she stops thinking about the clay, I think, and just clay is all over the place. It's all over Patrick Swayze. It's all over the walls. It's all over all kinds of stuff. And things take an unexpected turn, really, in the shaping of this vessel. That's the point. In the throwing of this clay, something very different happens than what the original intent was, I think. Throwing pottery out of clay, in a sense, takes on new life. It is kind of like a malleable, organic, plastic thing that begins anew and anew and anew every time the wheel spins and something is made. It isn't fixed. It isn't fired. It isn't like a hardened vessel made out of clay, like a pot or a plate or something like that. And when I hear the words from our scripture today, especially in Jeremiah, I can't help but think that this may be a word that speaks to us about our relationship with God, about the church today. And I think it's really important for us to hear about this clay. So I want to share a little bit about our story today from Jeremiah and some of the gospel as well as we begin a new church year together on this Rally Sunday at Christ Church. And maybe what these scriptures mean for us, these scriptures about molding and shaping and being flexible. Okay? So let's talk about that. Now, each of you was given some Play-Doh when you entered the sanctuary today. And if you haven't gotten it on your way out, I'm sure there's plenty of extras that the ushers can hook you up with. So you can try this at home. Before we begin, before I talk a little bit about this, I'd like you to find that Play-Doh wherever it is. Okay? Choir, this means you too. And make sure that you open it up, and if your neighbor needs a little bit of help opening it, this is one of those opportunities that you can help them. When you open it up, smell it. Doesn't it smell like childhood right there? Or if you're a teacher, you probably are just brought back to it. Or if you raised kids or whatever. Taste it. No, don't actually taste it. It's salty. No, don't taste it. But, you know, it smells like childhood, and I'm sure it would be delicious. Now, I want you to, once you have that dough out, now, this is probably all going to come back to you. You're going to be like, man, I got this under my fingernails. I remember what this felt like. You know, if you get some of it, get it in your hand and roll it around in your hand. Don't get it on the carpet, otherwise the property guys will probably, they'll have my scalp, if I had a scalp, I guess. I don't know. Roll it around in your hand. Okay, try to give it a little bit of a shape. I don't know, you can make whatever you want out of it. And just hold on to that dough while I tell you a little bit about Jeremiah, our scripture from Jeremiah. Okay? Now, in this week's Old Testament story in Jeremiah, God invites the prophet Jeremiah to observe an artist at work, a potter. a potter in the potter's studio or in his pottery shed, you know, the pottery shed. Maybe it's like a she shed or something like that. But it's in order that he might better understand God's words and ways with the house of Israel and summon God's people to change their ways, in a sense. It's an image for God, the potter at the wheel. We hear the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So Jeremiah, being the good prophet, heeded the call and went down to the potter's shed and observed him at the wheel. Now, have you ever used a pottery wheel? I don't know if any of you did this. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you were really into this in high school or in college, or maybe it's something that you have taken up from Pinterest, but it's a mess, isn't it? It's really messy. Like, look at the hands of these artists in these pictures. They're just caked in this stuff, and it kind of dries on you a little bit as you're using it. It's not easy to use. It's stubborn. It always looks way easier than it is if you've ever handled the clay at a potter's wheel. Well, anyways, Jeremiah sees the potter working away, and the vessel that he's making of clay, it spoils in his hand. And what does that mean? Well, it falls apart. It doesn't behave how the potter wants it to behave. The potter's trying to make it take on one shape, but it doesn't. Now, when you took that clay dough out of the container, you know, I'm sure it probably reminded you of, you know, Thanksgiving when you take the cranberry sauce out, it just kind of comes out in like a cylinder. I don't know. But maybe when you took it out right away, it took just a little bit of work and warmth in your hands to get it to soften up and take a shape. Maybe not. But the thing is, think of that, perhaps, is what has happened with the potter and this vessel. The potter has tried to make something. He has the clay in his hand, but it's just not working right. So he has to put some love into it. He has to put some elbow grease into it. Okay? And we hear that he reworks it into another vessel as seems good to him. After this, we hear that God's voice comes to Jeremiah again and says, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done?" You know, I think that is an important thing for us to hear. We do hear about God talking about crafting, shaping disaster, but also shaping good, you know? But the thing is that God, in a sense, is malleable and changeable and flexible in this story. God is not fixed on one thing or the other. And I think when we hear, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done," it's important for us to hear because God is saying something very life-giving. "Can I not do with you just as the potter has done?" We're hearing that God doesn't simply shape us once and for all, but that we can be continually shaped. And we can perhaps then be expected to change, to grow, to make mistakes, to mess up, and for God not just to scrap us when we screw up or fall short. You know, as a kid, when I would play with Play-Doh, like you've got in your hands, some of you have probably put it back already at this point. But the thing is, I remember when the Play-Doh would take on an unexpected shape, you could always smash it and turn it into something new. You didn't have to throw it away. And if it got too dried out, you just add a little bit of water to it. Play-Doh. You can just keep working with it. And this is important for us to hear because like the potter at the wheel who uses the imperfections to make a new vessel, the spoiled clay, God doesn't throw us out either. Because God knows that we can be reshaped, we can be reused. You know, and in my own life, I know that I've disappointed my family, my coworkers, my friends, probably everybody that's important to me, but God still can use me. And God still can use you too. Because we mess up, we screw up. We hurt people, we disappoint people because of the choices we make in our lives, but we can be reshaped, and we can be recast into something new. So when God says, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done," to Jeremiah, to Israel, and to us, God is saying, "You aren't fixed. I'm not going to toss you when you screw up. Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." And so we hear that God does not shape us once and for all and forever, but God is able to shape and recast us over and over and over again and works tirelessly at the wheel on our behalf. I think when it comes to our gifts, God assesses our character, perceives our strengths, but also our weaknesses, and builds upon us. And when flaws are found, perhaps God works diligently to help recast us and help us remedy them. The potter is able to build something new out of clay into a different vessel. So it's important to know that this vessel hasn't been fired yet. God can keep working with that wet clay. Now, if you still have the Play-Doh in your hand, that's a good thing. My kids love to play with it. I don't imagine there's very many kids that don't like Play-Doh. It's great. It can take on all sorts of shapes, and you can pretend all sorts of things with it, like you're making a pizza or a snake or a pie or, you know, whatever. And I've done this a lot recently, too, with my kids. But if you leave it exposed to the air too long, it hardens up pretty quickly. It becomes brittle. The nice thing about Play-Doh, as I said earlier, is that if it's left exposed to the air, if it gets hard and rigid, you can just add water to it. But when you're talking about this kind of clay that a potter would use at the wheel, that stuff does not work quite like that. It's almost like fired clay when it loses too much moisture. It shrinks, it dries, it hardens into an almost permanent structure. You can't reshape it if you tried to. And if you are working with fired clay that's already gone into a kiln, if you try to reshape that, you're probably going to cut yourself. You're going to end up breaking it. Clay that's been fired in a kiln has a decorative purpose, some sort of functional purpose. It always has maybe a single purpose for it, like a brick or a tile or a mug or a vase or a pitcher or something like that. On the other hand, if we are kind of like that Play-Doh, like clay that hasn't been fired, clay that is plastic and malleable, we can be reshaped indefinitely. Clay that has not been fired is the material of possibility. It is moldable, flexible, responsive. And in our story, God says, to this day, the people of Israel are like clay that hasn't been fired. In other words, God says, to this day, the people of Israel are shapeable, moldable. What they have done in the past does not completely define them in the future. Not only does God use us if we mess up and take on a shape that wasn't exactly intended in the first place, but God can use us as individuals, as communities, as a church. God can reshape us. God did not make a human gingerbread man at the beginning of time that would crack or shatter, that can only be used for one purpose. But God has made each of us full of endless possibilities and able to respond to the world around us. Now, I want to share with you a little bit about Luke, the gospel lesson today, because I think, in a sense, what we hear about clay being shapeable when it isn't fired helps us recognize what Jesus is talking about in Luke with a different lens. Okay. So, in our lesson today, as we heard, Jesus says some really difficult stuff. He essentially talks about what it means to be his follower and really to figure the cost of being someone that follows him. He says you can't be set on the way of the world. You can't be set in your ways. You can't be set in your relationships. You can't be set in yourself. You have to be, in a sense, willing to be molded, willing to change, willing to be shaped into a disciple. You have to be open, in a sense, to a heart change, a mind change, a behavior change, a life change. In other words, you can't be like fixed, fired clay in your head or in your heart. You have to be willing to be like that plastic, malleable, moldable Play-Doh that some of you are probably still playing with. There are certain things that you may think are the foundation of your life, Jesus says, like your family, like your job, like all this stuff that makes us who we are. But Jesus says they really aren't the foundation of your life. They're not fixed. They're not unable to be changed. They're not written in stone. They aren't like a fired clay brick. And Jesus tells them a bit about what this means. He says by talking about a house being built without calculating the cost and a king miscalculating his battle strategy, he says, consider the cost of following me. Because you may be half-baked. In a sense, if you do not figure the cost of following Christ, you may start something that you cannot finish. Things will not end for you very well if you aren't prepared for what it means to follow me, he says. Things aren't going to be quite what you expect, and you may shatter like a fired piece of clay if you aren't willing to be flexible for the sake of the kingdom. I like how Eugene Peterson says it and how Andy shared. Simply put, this is the quote, simply put, if you're not willing to take what is dearest to you, whether plans or people, and kiss it goodbye, you can't be my disciple. In a sense, he says, if you are rigid, if you are settled, if you are unwilling to see things differently, if you aren't willing to put everything behind you to take up your cross, you can't follow me. But if you are willing to be malleable and plastic and unsettled like unfired clay with a Play-Doh faith, then things will be different. You know, as we gather as a church this morning, I think our scriptures invite us to think about what it means to be a church. Are we just a fixed, rigid, single-purposed piece of fired clay? Is that what we are? Or are we like Play-Doh that can be used for all kinds of creative and imaginative things and responsive to the world around us? And think about our faith. Are we willing to be open and to explore and be flexible in response to the Spirit? Are we colorful? Are we moldable? Are we craftable? Are we creative? Are we able to respond to the needs of a changing world and a community? Are we able to adjust to the future, for the future, filled with infinite and exciting possibilities, taking on a new shape? Or are we like a vessel that has been cast and fired already, unable to respond to challenges of Christianity in America in the 21st century? You can flip on your news. There are all kinds of different things that we could respond to as people of faith. You know, whether it's healthcare or immigration or human sexuality or violence or climate change, all kinds of things that might require us to have a Play-Doh faith. Play-Doh faith. My prayer for us this Rally Sunday as a congregation, this is a day that we kick off our new church programming for the year. But my prayer for us is that we remember that God is an artist. God is a potter, and we are clay in God's hands. May we remember that God labors tirelessly at the wheel for us and with us. But what shape we take on, that is ultimately up to us, as individuals, as a church, as a society. But the hope is we have not been fired yet, and the future is filled with possibility. So have a Play-Doh faith today, and don't eat the Play-Doh that's in your hands. Amen? Amen.